They're all together, Oogie, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum where people come to see them. They really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
Welcome back to Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show here on Indie 115.
Yep, they're a little Addams Family action there off the top.
Yep, just to get in the mood for Halloween, which is a week away, exactly a week away. And also to help us get in that mood, we have a guest tonight. We have Joel from Cinema Time Capsule.
That's a different thing we're doing.
That's later. A different thing, yes. Welcome, Joel. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me back.
No problem.
In the studio, no less.
Yeah, this is the first time Joel's been in. We've talked to Joel before, and we've talked to his partner, child of the 80s, Jeff, who is not able to make it tonight, unfortunately. But here we are. Joel, why don't you just tell our listener, we figure we have about one, that what Cinema Time Capsule is.
For sure. Well, Dave, the one listener, I assume.
I think his name's Kevin.
Okay,
but anyway.
Kevin, sorry. Kevin. Cinema Time Capsule started last year. Jeff and I were reminiscing about all our favorite 80s movies and paraphernalia. He got into G.I. Joe comics in the pandemic.
All the cool stuff.
Yeah, and I've never gotten rid of all of my childhood material. So
it's probably worth a ton of money now.
Some of it, yeah. It's worth something. And so then we talked about our movies, all the things we liked, and wanted to see if we could somehow get something going and showing them again, knowing that there's people around our age that would be interested in that. And so we were through a bunch of ideas at a wall. This one stuck. So we last year screened one film after people voted on their favorite Christmas movie.
And it wasn't Die Hard.
Nope.
It was Gremlins.
It was similar.
Which is sort of similar in that it's a Christmas movie, but not a Christmas movie, but is a Christmas movie. Yeah.
There is definitely some controversy there, that is to be sure.
Yes, for sure.
And then we moved into the podcast realm, well, at least once so far, and another one on its ways.
And if you would like to sample the Cinema Time Capsule podcast, it is actually on Mixcloud along with all our old shows. So if you go to our Facebook page, that's the Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5, and you find a link to Mixcloud or any of our old shows, you can scroll down and find the Cinema Time Capsule podcast.
It's also on Spotify. That's where we listen to it.
Yeah, it's also iTunes. On Spotify, iTunes, yes.
Yep.
And
blowing up. We're blowing up.
We're looking forward to a second episode coming very, very soon.
Yeah.
All right. So tonight you're here because we have another screening coming up in November. So tell everybody,
Kevin,
about
a lot of pressure on you, Kevin.
Yes, about like the process by which you choose which film.
And Kevin, if you don't come out to see this movie, we are going to hunt you down.
Yes,
and probably just ask you
why you didn't come.
Yeah. Maybe give you a free ticket.
That would otherwise be a dick move, Kevin. Yeah. Come on.
So if you go on to Instagram or Facebook, you can find us at Cinema Time Capsule, and then we have a vote. So Jeff and I will curate a list on a theme, and then we come up with five or six movies that sort of fit there, and then we post a vote, and people can pick which movie they think would be the best one to screen together and watch. And so then this one is on kids horror or scary movies.
Right on.
And so we came up with a few.
And all right. And let's we're not going to give all of them away.
Oh, no.
We're going to go through it one
absolutely
at a time. So yeah, the first one that I've just sort of randomly gone through and got some songs from the ones that had songs. So the first one I want to talk about is Little Monsters. Give mm-hmm us a super brief synopsis of Little Monsters. Go.
Okay. Kevin Arnold.
Yes.
From the Wonder Years. Fred
not
Savage.
Kevin, our listener.
No. His little brother sees a monster, and then when they move into this new house, and then he figures out a way to trap it, and then takes him on an adventure in the netherworld.
Hilarity ensues.
The monster is Howie Mandel, isn't it? That's
correct.
The one?
Yeah. Yep. Maurice. Oh. Yep.
And that's the scariest part so far for me. Anyway.
Well, if you catch him on America's Got Talent.
Yes. All right. So from Little Monsters, we are going to play Bobby Day, a little bitty pretty one, right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Where are we going?
I'm ready.
We are all there. Right. That was the Paladins and Let's Go.
Yeah, and those were both from Little Monsters. So the first selection in the voting for the Cinema Time Capsule screening. When is the screening going to be screened, Joel?
That is Saturday, November 19th at 2 p.m. We've got a nice matinee slot, so you can walk out when it's still bright. You won't be too terrified, and you have time for before you have to go to bed.
Very nice.
Fred Savage and Howie Mandel is going to terrify anybody?
Well,
if that's the winner, but
we'll have to see.
Vote,
so and where will that be happening?
That is at the Playhouse Cinema, as we held the last one on Sherman Avenue North.
Excellent.
Yep.
And the Playhouse is a great place.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a fan of the Netflix show Lock and Key, then you have seen the inside of the Playhouse, as
right.
It is part of the one. I think it's the season 2 opener. There's a scene in a movie theater, and it's the Playhouse. All right, I think we have Jeff on the line. Jeff, is Jeff there?
Am I live on the soundtrack show?
You are. Welcome. Welcome back.
Goodness. Every time I call, I get on.
Yeah, I know. It's like there's no other people waiting to get on.
We cleared the line.
We cleared the line just for you. There you go.
This is amazing. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So. For our listener, Jeff is the other partner in crime of Joel for Cinema Time Capsule. Jeff, we're about to talk about Mr. Boogity. Why don't you fill us in on what Mr. Boogity is?
Okay, so Mr. Boogity was an absolutely terrifying film if you grew up in the early... Well, I think it was 1985. And it was on Disney Sunday night.
So technically it wasn't a film. Technically, it was an episode of TV.
It was a 45-minute Disney Sunday night presentation.
Right on.
And I remember watching it, and it terrified me. Having gone back and reviewed it, there was not too much that was terrifying to me.
The acting.
Including the foot. There's green footprints that Mr. Boogity puts on the walls. And they're clearly just like little plastic stickers. But when I was a child, I was totally frightened by this show, and it just gave me so much trauma.
Now, and I was sort of jumping here because I think I remember this one because I used to watch the Disney Sunday movies.
Who didn't?
That's true. The boy in it, was that not David Faustino?
That correct. Is true.
Bud Bundy.
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go.
And the other boy was, what's the little kid from Alf?
Oh,
that's right.
Brian Bonsall.
Yes.
And perfect segue, guys. Thanks very much. The daughter, I believe, was played by Christy Swanson.
Correct.
It was very true.
Who went on to become the first Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yes.
In the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie with Donald Sutherland and Luke Perry. And since there's no good music for Mr. Boogity to play on the soundtrack show, we're going to play a couple of tunes from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That's amazing.
Yes.
It's a great reach, but I'll allow it.
Yeah. So right now we're going to play Party with the Animals by Ozzy Osbourne from the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie right here on Indie 101.5. This is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, and we're here with Joel and Jeff from Cinema Time Capsule. Enjoy.
Take it.
Everything will be alright. Oh,
Hey, we're back.
All right, and that was The Cult, Zap City, from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie, starring Christy Swanson, who was also in Mr. Boogity.
And Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, apparently. Mm-hmm. So real quick, sort of footnote, tangent about Zap City there by The Cult. Great tune. Appeared on the Buffy the Vampire Slayer soundtrack, and it was the B-side for the Little Devil 45 single. So there you go. Kind of a rare deep cut by The Cult there. One of my favorite bands, actually. And Joel just reminded me that Ian Astbury, the lead singer of The Cult, spent some years in Hamilton. Mm-hmm. So a little Hamilton shout out there.
And then he got it over the wall in about 1987. Yes.
He went over the pond.
Yes.
Over the pond.
No, we mean he escaped.
Yes. All right. Is over the pond, is that kind of like jumping the shark?
Only if you're on a motorcycle.
I guess so. All right. But wait.
Wearing a black leather jacket.
But he didn't do it on a motorcycle. He did it on water skis.
It's true.
Yeah. So?
All right. Okay.
It's fun.
All right. Is Jeff still on the line?
Jeff's still on the line.
Jeff, are you still there?
So.
Hey.
I think so.
Jeff. Tell us about
Glendale, by the way, Ian Ashford.
Yes, yes.
In Lake Avenue Public School, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Listen, tell us about Watcher in the Woods. That's another one of the ones that people can vote for, right?
Now, I don't know. I kind of think Joel wants to pick this one up a little bit. I'll mention a few things, but Joel had a visceral reaction to it.
He was just explaining that.
When I spoke to him, I'm a little under the weather here, folks, so...
No worries.
Every once in a while,
Kevin will be fine with it. Throat.
Yes, Kevin will be good with it, and plus, you know, thank you for keeping your germs at home.
Well, not coming thank into you the for having me on via satellite.
Okay.
So Watcher in the Woods, another one of these... I do believe in the 80s, movie execs were trying to frighten us, like cause undue trauma to children. The movie is set up right away as this kind of creepy mansion film, and there's something lurking in the woods as you're coming into the mansion, and this poor girl is kind of followed by these ghostly presences. And
spoiler alert, by the way, everybody.
A little bit, if you haven't seen it.
In the last 40 years.
42 years old.
Give it away.
It was like to be honest, this is the only movie I didn't see as a kid. I don't know how I missed it. But maybe it was just too frightening for even my parents, who would let me watch anything.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, maybe it was too frightening for them.
No, it was
them.
Probably too normal or neutral. They're like, nah, this isn't going to devastate.
Yeah, this isn't going to traumatize our child enough.
Yeah. So it's just like a very creepy film for a kid to watch. And it does seem to have like a nice narrative progression. But then, Joel, do you want to pick it up now?
Well, I don't want to spoil it completely. I'll just
no
say...
No one's going to watch it, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it available on Disney
Plus? I voted for that one. So did Mark. Come on.
Yeah.
Because I know you can go back...
You guys saw this movie?
No.
I saw it way, way back in the day. I think we saw it at the drive-in.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would have been about 7, 8.
So Mr. Boogity is on Disney Plus. I don't know. Jeff, did you figure out if this one was on Disney Plus?
I think it was.
It is on Disney Plus. Okay. I saw it in the roster.
Next one is not. So,
All right.
You
so, yes.
You can go watch it. I'll just say the ending, I don't think, makes any sense in light of all the things you see up to that point. So that...
Let me explain how that happened. Mm-hmm. It's the early 80s.
Yep.
10 pounds of cocaine went into this decision. That had to be at least.
Yeah. All right. So, which might be the scariest thing of all. But anyway, so we've got two more movies on the list. We've talked about Watcher in the Woods. There aren't any really good songs to play, so we're going to just move on. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Something Wicked This Way Comes.
That's an awesome one.
It was excellent.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's based on a Ray Bradbury story.
Rudyard Kipling, isn't it?
Ray Bradbury.
Oh, my mistake.
Right in the introductory credits.
Oh, all right. I haven't seen it recently. So,
guys, I've actually read the book.
All right.
What? Is a book?
Jeff can read?
The book. There were no pictures.
Well, how did you get through it, Jeff? Anyway.
It's a scary book, too.
Yeah, it was an excellent story. Again, similar to our last theme.
Jason Robards against the devil, isn't
yep,
it?
Yeah. Yep. And they had, it was, so it was, yeah, a period piece back in, was it the 40s?
I think it's earlier.
Like no, 20s, I think it was
earlier than that. Earlier than that, yeah. Yeah. So, but great story, excellent acting. Story is consistent and makes sense all the way. It's yeah, a bit of a supernatural,
awesome,
freaky movie.
It's frightening.
Really well acted.
So if you want to vote for one of these movies, there's one more we're going to talk about in a minute. You can go to the Cinema Time Capsule Facebook page.
Yep.
It's also been posted on the Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5 Facebook page. There's a little Google Doc you can vote.
Mm-hmm.
You can vote for Watcher in the Woods if you want. Although I don't know why you'd want to after, well,
maybe
you're just
a big
Bette
Davis fan. Maybe it was one of her last.
Yeah, that is true. We're gonna play a little music that's related to Something Wicked This Way Comes. There isn't any real music from that. We're gonna play a song by the same name from Susie and the Banshees here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5. Here it is. All right. Susie and the Banshees. Something
Susie
wicked.
Sue.
This way comes.
Yes, she does.
In honor of the fact that we might be able to watch Something Wicked This Way Comes at the Playhouse on November 19th if enough people vote for it. So we've talked about let's just do
recap.
Like a recap of what we've already talked about that is on the list that you could influence what is being shown. Mm-hmm. Kevin. Anyway, so we've talked about that there's the Little Monsters. There's Mr. Boogity. There's Watcher in the Woods and Something Wicked This Way Comes. And the final one that we haven't talked about yet is
Monster Squad.
Monster Squad. All right. Is Jeff still there?
Here. Do you hear me?
Yeah, we do now. Jeff, let's you know what? You got to talk first before. Let's go to Joel. Joel, tell us about Monster Squad.
Monster Squad. So it's kind of it's the movie that inspired us to do this. Really, that we were both remembering being that age, 1987, so we would have been 10 years old, and the cool idea of having your own club and centered around something and only you are and your friends are in it. And so then...
In the treehouse.
In the killer...
You got to have a killer treehouse, yeah.
And then...
An annoying little sister.
Yep.
Got to have that too.
Thankfully, they're there prepared to save the town at minimum, but
the world,
yes. Really, from the invasion from an alternate universe that beats
yes.
into present day.
Uh-huh.
And
they're prepared. Present day being 1985 or whatever it was, 7 or whatever it was.
87.
Yeah.
1987.
Yeah. So whenever we watch movies like this at home, I have to explain to my daughter that in the 80s, apparently, adults were completely incompetent.
Yep.
And had
that
no hasn't idea.
Changed. Look around.
Well, I mean, present company accepted, I guess, but.
No, included.
Included, yeah. You know, apparently the kids were saving the world on a regular basis.
Yep.
And their parents had no idea what they were doing or where they were. So.
And in this movie, you get the bonus of also seeing that the adults involved in filming it and the parents of child actors have no issue whatsoever with their kids.
Homophobic slurs.
Using, having their five-year-old daughter cussed at by Dracula.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got all the great 80s.
Yes.
I always thought Dracula was classier than that, really.
Yeah, I would have thought so too, but Jeff, sorry, Jeff. So you have told us before that your parents didn't really, they were typical 80s parents. They didn't really know where the hell you were or what you were doing a lot of the time. So why did you not save the world at least once?
Just to let you know, I had a monster club and a ghost club, and we went hunting for monsters and ghosts.
But did you ever save the world, or at least the town?
Did you ever see anything?
Well, we never did conclusively see anything.
Okay.
Okay.
But we were on the job, so, I mean...
Did you have a treehouse?
We didn't, but we had, like, there was, like, an area in this, like, forested area where people threw their garbage, and we made a little clubhouse out of it. So it was, like, a garbage house. So
Jeff was
awesome.
Homeless. So Jeff was homeless.
All right. Well, clubhouseless. Anyway, yeah. Please do.
Do Wolfmen have nards?
Evidently,
they do. Yes. If you and again, spoiler alert. But we do find out the Wolfmen have nards in the Monster Squad.
Yep.
All right.
Can I jump?
Course. It's your show.
Well, it's true. One of the things. This topic, the whole thing about the stupid parents who know nothing, the kids saving the world. A movie that's not really Halloween related that reminds me of this topic has to be Explorers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which
sure.
We talk about in
episode one
of the Cinnamon Time Capsule podcast.
Yeah.
So that we do address that.
Go build a spaceship out of garbage, fly into space, don't need oxygen.
Who needs oxygen?
Work.
Yeah. Did you fly into space with your garbage clubhouse, Jeff?
No, we didn't. We didn't try to fly to space because we knew that was
with an old tilt-a-whirl car.
Yeah, no, there were no carnivals that had left their refuse for him to use.
All right. Okay, so we're gonna play some music from Monster Squad, and I think we're gonna let Jeff go because we're done talking about the Cinema Time Capsule movies after this one.
Thanks
for calling in, Jeff. Joel's gonna stick around. We're gonna talk
Absolutely.
With Joel some more.
Get
so
here,
from Monster Squad, we're gonna play "Rock Until You Drop." Thanks, Jeff.
Bye, guys.
Indy 101.5, Market Simon Soundtrack Show.
Rock Until You Drop from the Monster Squad.
And I don't know about you folks out there or
that's
you folk out there. We were montaging in here during that song.
You have to.
Because every movie needs a montage.
And that is like the classic epitome of 80s sound for a montage right there, an 80s montage. So hopefully.
Hey, Simon, pass me that keytar.
You were all montaging, yes. All right. So that is the. That is the five, right? The five films.
Feature for the Cinema Time Capsule.
Yeah, that you can influence what movie is screened on November 19th at the
Playhouse
Theater. So check out Cinema Time Capsule on Facebook. Check out their podcast, which is on your favorite podcast platform. And
new episode.
Yeah, new episode. Watch out for one sort of early to mid-November, I would say.
Yep.
All right. So it is a week away from Halloween, and Mark and I are going to take the night off next week. Hopefully, we'll have a rerun for you in place from last year's Halloween. But So let's talk a little bit more Halloween movies. A very traditional Halloween movie is, of course, the science fiction double feature picture show itself.
Yes. Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I can't wait. I'm going to see this on the 30th down in the Westdale.
Yeah, so both the Westdale, which again is also featured in the Netflix show Lock and Key. It's another time where they go to a movie theater. It's the Westdale. And another time the outside of the Westdale is like supposed to be like a concert hall. Anyway, the Playhouse is also having it this weekend, I think.
Hmm.
Not as many. I think the Westdale is playing it like three nights in a row.
Yeah.
And the Playhouse, I think, is playing it one of the nights. I don't know which one.
I think the kids
is.
They announced it late, though. That's the only reason. I like, between the two of them, in all honesty, I like the Playhouse better. But I wanted to book the. But yeah, I got a plan. And they didn't have. I checked it first. And I figured they'd both play it. Even the Zoetic was playing a lot last weekend.
They're both. All three of those are great theaters. We're really lucky in Hamilton to have, honestly, such cool theaters. That play this kind of stuff, because you know the big theaters aren't going to be playing it probably because they don't want rice on
their water.
They don't
want to clean up the mess.
They don't want to clean up the mess. Anyway, so from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, we have, of course, the Time Warp right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on
D105. Hit it, riff.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me so tight. But it's the velvet crust. It really does an insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under. To the left. Put your hands on your hips.
Then listen online wherever you go. Indy1015.ca.
really was mad. And get back in front, put some pepper on butter. How I was singing his very last song with your arms around your girl. You're trying to sing along. It's not pretty good. Woo!
Joel, did you enjoy your meatloaf?
Delicious.
Excellent. All right.
I thought it was a little dry.
Yeah. A couple there from
Rocky Horror.
From the Rocky Horror Picture Show. The only movie in the Rocky series that Sylvester Stallone is not in.
That's true.
Yes. All right. So we're coming.
Fortunately, Sylvester Stallone isn't wearing ladies' underwear.
Yes.
In the other Rocky movies.
He could probably pull it off.
Yeah.
That's probably. I don't need to see it.
Back in the 80s when he was in Rocky 1 and 2, he definitely could have. Maybe not now.
Expendables Stallone could do it, I think.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, this took a weird turn. All right, sorry, Kevin. Okay, so we got a couple more before we go. We've been kind of doing sort of family-friendly shows tonight, movies tonight, mm-hmm. To go along with Cinema Time Capsule. I don't know if Rocky Horror really fits in there, but it's a Halloween tradition, so we had to play something.
Some families,
yeah.
Some twisted families, yes. Mine, for instance.
Yes, exactly. We're going to go sort of the opposite way. It's super family-friendly stuff here. We're going to play a couple from some animated stuff It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. We've got Vince Guaraldi Trio and Linus and Lucy right here on Indie 101.5. And this is Mark and Simon's Channel Retro.
Thank you. work to do now. Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby Doo, I see you pretending you've got a sliver. You're not fooling me, 'cause I can't see the way you shake and shiver. You know we got a mystery to solve, so Scooby Doo, be ready for your.
All right.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Those meddling kids and their dog.
Would have got away with it.
Would have got away with it. All right. Well, so we played a little Scooby-Doo because, you know, what's Halloween without Scooby-Doo?
It's true.
That was, by the way, Matthew Sweet covering the Scooby-Doo Where Are You theme song. The Dill is feeling under the weather as well tonight, so Pure Phrase Radio will not be on tonight. Sorry.
Phase.
That's what I said, isn't it?
I think you said phrase.
Oh.
Pure phrase.
Pure phase. Phase. So hopefully he'll be back next week feeling better. And we're going to steal a little bit of his time because it's – and we're going to play – this one, I mean, I think it was in 13 going on 30, but it's a classic Halloween. You can't have Halloween without this one.
Technically, John Landis directed this film. The
short film.
That had to be 15
Rick
minutes
Baker
long.
Yes. Did all the makeup.
Yeah.
So you can't get more 80s.
Nope.
More stereotypical Halloween.
Absolutely.
Or horror film. It just happened to have
bring it all together.
A darn cool song in the middle of
and
it.
And Vincent Price is in it too.
Jeff's
again,
hero.
It's all good.
It checks all the boxes. Yep.
All right. So, folks, this is Michael Jackson's Thriller. We're going to end things off. Have a great night, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
See you next time, everybody. Be excellent to each other. Have a good one.
Good day.